We always have someone very special from our church come up and tell what communion means to them. And tonight we have my dear brother, Brett.
Hey, y'all, my name is Brett, and by the grace of God, the 12 steps, and fellowships like this, I've been sober one day at a time since April 5th of 2021, and for that, I'm truly grateful. I couldn't do it. I tried, you know, like countless times. So I have something written down here, but I just wanted to point out how special it is that this church invites anybody to come up and to share what communion means to them. So that's why I'm here. All right. So y'all, Jesus, it was Jesus that called me out of the darkness and into his glorious light. And I remember just a very special moment where it truly was Jesus on my mind. And that was the turning point for me to try to set down the thing that was killing me for the next 24 hours. He was the only one who could have done it. He showed me his love through folks like you here at Serenity Church. I came in and you didn't ask me to have it all together. You, all of you, everyone here tonight, you were the hands and feet of Christ here on earth. You were heaven on earth. And you loved me. Throughout the years of living in the Serena family, I don't know if we've used that term in a while, Serena family, yeah. Communion has been a tradition of hearing from everyone what communion means to them. Not some well-studied pastor, not that we have those here anyway, but... But sharing from those who are willing to share their testimony of what fellowship with Jesus has meant to them. Raw, unpolished, truthful folks, just like the disciples. Jesus uses the broken to shine his light on all of us. So I even threw in a little scripture, right? That's the right thing to do. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light." This means that each and every one of us who have experienced God's goodness in our hearts is well equipped with the Holy Spirit to share the good news with others. Whether you have one day walking with Christ or many days strung together, we don't have to have it all figured out to stand before others and share our own experience. If it hadn't been for Christ's love being shared through the mouths of imperfect people here at Serenity Church, then I may have not been afforded the opportunity to open my heart to his amazing grace. I needed you to speak up about what Christ did for you. And because you did, I am blessed by faith in the one whose love never fails. So I encourage everyone here to ask the Holy Spirit for the courage to change the things you can, and don't be shy. Sign up and come share your experience here at Serenity Church. The table is open. Thank you. Yeah!